down from the sky. Here comes the brightest stars in Glasgow. St. Albert's Radio. Turn on your radio now and listen to the best radio ever. It is St. Albert's Radio.
This is Ryan from Stars Radio, and you are listening to St. Albert's Radio and a very important show about homelessness.
Hi, my name is Amna, and on the show today we have interviews about homelessness. We also have facts and how you can help the homeless.
Hi, this is St. Albert's Radio. My name is Yashdeep, and you are now about to hear a very important thing about homeless.
Come join the Stars of Glasgow, St. Albert's radio station.
Housing and homelessness facts. Shelter Scotland works towards making sure there is a home for everyone and that its home is safe, secure and affordable. Here you'll find all the latest facts about housing and homelessness in Scotland, and you'll find the figures speak for themselves. How many people are homeless in Scotland?
In 2017, over 18,000 homeless applications were made.
The number of homeless applications has increased for the first time in 9 years. Applications had been going down due to the renewed preventative approach adopted by the local authorities in the form of housing options. But this new rise tells us that housing options approach is no longer enough. There is an urgent need to tackle the underlying drivers of homelessness.
How many children are homeless in Scotland? Over 14,000 children were in households assessed as homeless in 2017 or 18. This is equivalent to 38 children in Scotland becoming homeless every day.
Why do people become homeless? Over half of all homeless applications in 2017-2018 were due to relationship breakdown or being asked to leave. Others become homeless due to a loss of accommodation tied to employment and emergencies such as a fire or flood and overcrowding or many other reasons.
How many empty homes are there? There are over 34,000 empty houses in Scotland right now.
This is Primary 6 from St. Albert's Primary School. This song is about homeless people and what it means.
There are 554,000 homeless people.
Australia has 105,000 homeless people.
On December the 8th, Social Bay are doing the big sleep out in Kelvin Grove Park. Think about it.
Homelessness is not just a local problem, it's a worldwide problem. Just think about it.
If you're a fan of Shooting Stars, then come join the Stars.
You're no fool, listen to Stars Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Adibla and today I will be interviewing Mr. McCormack for the subject of homelessness. What do you know about homelessness?
Homelessness, well, I know there's a lot of people who are without houses in Scotland and across the world. I know a lot of people become homeless for lots of different reasons, and a lot of them have got nothing to do with themselves, you know, things they haven't, decisions they haven't made and things have happened to them.
Now I will pass it on to my friend, Rhian.
Hello, Mr. McCormack.
Hello there, Rhian.
Have you ever been homeless or someone you know has been homeless?
Well, unfortunately, back in the 1980s, you know, a long, long time ago, when it was about 1984, I moved to Blackpool for a wee while, and I hadn't sorted out my benefits at the time, so I couldn't get money to pay rent. So for about 3 or 4 nights, I kind of slept rough in Blackpool before I managed to get a house to sleep in.
Thank you for that answer, Mr. McCormack.
So, Mr. McCormack, what do you think can be done to help the homeless?
Okay, well, I think probably have to start by, where government has to start thinking about building a lot more housing that's affordable for people. Uh-huh. I think right now there's too much housing, private landlords, rents are very high, and it's hard to get a job, even to buy a house. So it's a kind of cycle. If you don't have a job, you can't have a house, and if you don't have a house, you can't get a job. So there's lots of problems there. But I think building more houses would be a good start, and making sure people don't fall into that trap.
Well, Mr. McCormack, thank you for that answer.
No problem, Magical.
And now, finally, Junaid will finish it off.
Hello, Mr. McCormack. Have you ever done anything to help the homeless?
I do pass a lot of homeless people where I live. There's a lot of homeless people out in the street. I have given the odd one the odd blanket or the odd big coat, or I've been and bought them some food, or I've given them some money. But that's the kind of best I could do on a day-to-day basis. I probably could do more, but that's the kind of general thing I do now and again when I'm walking down the street.
Are you looking at the stars? Well, come and listen to Stars Radio.
My name is Sakina Kleem and I'm going to be interviewing
Amla Hussain
for the We Sleep Out. So you took part in the We Sleep Out. Why are you doing this?
To raise money for charity and to feel how it feels like for homeless people.
Do you know what charity we were doing it for?
Social Bites.
What was the money for?
For the poor people in Social Bites.
Do you know how much money we raised?
About 700.
What did you do during the sleep out?
We watched a movie and we were drinking hot chocolate and Ben from the storytelling was telling us a story.
How many children slept out? Like just
approximately 50.
Where did you sleep?
We slept in the upstairs classrooms.
What did it feel like to sleep without like your family and like with your friends?
I just felt like it was like a big sleep out.
How do you think the homeless feel?
I think that they feel very cold and alone.
There are like so many homeless people in Glasgow, and like Glasgow's a very cold place. And what do you think is the difficulties of being homeless?
You have no food, you have no money, and everyone just sometimes they just make fun of you.
Turn on your radio now and listen to the best radio ever. It is St. Albert's Radio.
Hey, hello. My name is Kina Kleem and I'm interviewing
Hassel.
And it's going to be about the We Sleep Out. So you took part in the We Sleep Out?
Yes.
Yeah. Why were you doing this?
Because for poor people.
What was the money for?
To go to the charity.
What did you do during the sleep out?
Marshmallows, and we had a story from Ben.
And you did some meditation as well?
Yeah.
How many children do you think were at the sleep out?
20.
Where did you sleep?
In our classrooms.
What did it feel like to sleep out with your friends and you weren't at home?
Fun.
Fun? What do you think the homeless feel? Because you experienced it and the homeless don't have any company, so it wouldn't be much fun for them.
and they sleep outside. So how do you think that would feel?
Sad.
Sad.
You're no fool, listen to Stars Radio.